Some comments here from listeners. Ed Byrne has joined us, by the way. Ed, good afternoon to you.
How is there a comment from a listener about how I've just joined you? What kind of clairvoyant listeners have you got?
Very smart people read the, listen to the show.
And read it as well.
Maybe they can see it on the webcam. That would be it.
Andrew in Norwich, let me get this straight. Piers is currently on the radio advocating Dubai-style type laws upheld by Alan Sugar, Gordon Ramsay and Simon Cowell.
Yes.
His views on the place are disgusting, as is Dubai in general, with their dolphins flown in from the Solomon Islands and their ski slopes in the desert. We see your ski slopes, in fact.
Ski slopes are great. It's a brilliant ski centre. It's not disgusting. Dubai is not disgusting. It's opulent. It's over the top. It's outlandish. But there is a spirit to that place that we could take a lot from.
Do you never think sometimes when you're putting out your recycling, you go, why am I bothering to recycle when there's a ski slope in Dubai? Do you not think there's just something slightly, just the voracious appetite that Dubai has for consumer, where they'll build a glass building, stealing glass like hundreds of stories high, and they go, you know, we've got, you know, 2 years later, let's tear that down and build another one. And you're going, you're rinsing out your aluminium cans so that they're not sticky.
Yeah, but I'm all for what it, when in Rome, let the Romans do whatever they like. The thing about Dubai,
yeah,
like,
but we're all living in the one world, you see. I'm talking about, you know,
yeah, but I don't think
you can just go, let them do that and let's not be appalled by it. We can at least look at them and
you can be appalled by it as much as you like, but I'm not appalled by it.
It's not a very green way of living, though, is it? From everything that we've learnt about Dubai, you know, they don't care about polluting.
Well, let me remind everyone, it's in the middle of the desert, so I don't think the green issue is as prominent or as important in Dubai as it would be somewhere like here. Dubai has a lot of faults. It's not green. It's not got the bureaucracy and the councils that we talk about here that we pride ourselves on. It hasn't got the democratic principles that we believe are so fundamentally important. Are they safeguards? Look what's happened to this country and the banking system. Look at the law lords today, engulfed in scandal. These safeguards don't work, do they? At least in Dubai, they respect their ruler and he gets things done. We could do with Sheikh Mohammed. I think Sheikh Mohammed should come over here and run the country for a year.
Yes, and kick out all those horrible gay people. We've had enough of that, haven't we?
Well, that's unacceptable. I agree
with you. That's just it, though. It is unacceptable. I mean, I've been listening to the discussion, and in all fairness, you know, some of the things, obviously, there are things wrong with this country. I'm not going to deny that. But you simply brush off, oh, it's legal to be gay, find that offensive. But
so do you damn the whole of Dubai then? Because they have a rule about
I would say the overall impression I would have of Dubai is bad place. If it's voracious appetite, it's environmentally unfriendly, it's really not very nice to women, and it's absolutely abhorrent
to
gay
much,
people.
In that case,
all in all, putting all that together, I go, no, Dubai.
In that case,
place.
How many times have you gone there and been paid to work there?
I've been there twice and I wouldn't go there again. Last time I was there was nearly 10 years ago. And having seen what
you have been paid to go and do your comedy turn, you can't be that appalled by it.
Well, no. Well, shall we go back to what you were doing 10 years ago and see how appalled you were about things you used to do?
I wasn't appalled by it at all. I loved doing my old job.
Will on this
saying hypocrisy is a strange thing, isn't it?
No, it's a very straightforward thing. I think Dubai, bad place. I would not go there
so bad, you went back again.
And why wouldn't you go back now, Ed?
Because I just think, you know, having just learned how the place works and seen a bit more about it. The first time I went there, I flew in, did a gig, flew out again. I had no idea, you know, of anything about the place. Second time I went there, actually, was to entertain the British troops. So it wasn't to do with dives. A ship
very
was
worthy
important.
Of you.
A ship was important in Dubai, you know, and that's just where it docked. It was nothing to do with, I wasn't entertaining people who work in Dubai or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Will, on this email, I'd just like to thank Piers for what is quite possibly the most blinkered and idiotic summary of the unbridled greed, avarice and utter money frittering currently on display in Dubai. If you like it so much, Piers, stay there, says Will.
It's their money. I mean, it's their money from their oil. Why the hell shouldn't they fritter it? I'm all for people spending money how the hell they want to spend their money. What I'm not for is this kind of ridiculous hypocrisy of people who go and take their money and then bleat about it.
Who would you vote for now?
We talk about. Sorry, I just got pointed out with the ridiculous hypocrisy. Shall we go back to then the idea of the respect being lost in this country? Because one thing I'm quite curious about is how much, if we were worried about respect in this country nowadays, mm-hmm. how respectful do you think it is to wheel out people who are borderline deluded and mock them on national television for not having talent? Do you not think that shows a certain lack of respect to your fellow human being?
Not at all. The talent shows have been in this country for 100 years. And by the way, they've always gone out and they've always tried their luck. And sometimes they get through and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, we've never mocked people for being untalented to the tune that we do nowadays on TV. Where you have people, for instance, and I know you're not on this show, but your best mate Simon Cowell is, but on something like, you know, Pop Idol or X Factor, as mm-hmm. it is now, where they have people going in for auditions and are told by researchers, like they'll have maybe three auditions. They'll be told how brilliant they are. so that their crushing humiliation is all the more.
You've got no idea what goes on in X Factor.
I know perfectly well that goes on. Are you genuine telling me that doesn't happen? That you
How
don't
do
have
you
people
know what goes on with X
because
Factor?
Because I've met contestants who are on it.
Oh, rubbish.
I haven't met contestants who haven't told me.
I think you're making it all up.
Pierce, well, let's concentrate on one.
So you're saying that all the contestants who come along,
I'm saying I work on
the
I work on I work
they haven't had three auditions before being seen by Simon Cowell.
If I may get a word in, I actually take part in Britain's Got Talent. I'm there all the time. Mm. I know what goes on. You don't.
One specific point about the other show, the X Factor. There is a point which is broadcast, so we've all seen it, where they get back some of the most hopeless, talentless people.
Nobody's holding a gun to their heads.
No, I know, but there is just. I mean, I enjoy X Factor. I think it's good television. Not great music necessarily all the time, though the last one was quite successful. Mm. You get to the final, they bring back all these people. Do you not squirm just a bit, Piers, thinking we are laughing at you now? Do they realise that they might be being paid for it? But actually, we're looking at that and
actually, in most cases, they're not being paid for it. They want to be on telly. They want to be stars, and they all go back to their villages and towns and their little heroes. And actually, it makes them feel a bit special. So why do you think we're mocking the afflicted, as you put it? And you're a stand-up comedian. I presume part of your act involves mocking people as a daily principle of your working life. So I won't take any lectures from you on mocking people. I think shows like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent actually allow the ordinary man and woman in this country to get up and have a go. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, tough
well,
luck.
Obviously, you know less about my act, and you've never seen my act. You haven't a clue who I am. I understand that. But going back to my original point, are you telling me that people do not go for repeat auditions? The really worst people to be weeded out as being, oh, you're awful. Let's get you on. You telling me that doesn't happen?
I'm telling
happen?
You, as far as I'm aware, no producer goes into towns in this country.
No, people come.
Wait a minute, with a loaded machine gun and says, you will appear on stage in front of
Simon
Cowell.
It's not what I asked you, dude. It's not what I asked you. I asked you, do people go for repeated auditions who are terrible and get told that they are good enough to go through when they're clearly not?
No, of course they don't.
That doesn't happen.
No, people are just.
So all those people go in and the first audition is when they're seen by Simon
Cowell. You're getting very overexcited about something you know nothing about.
Well, I'm asking you, and you don't seem to
tell me. Tens of thousands of people queue up to audition for these shows, right? Mm-hmm. The producers choose people who are either the most obviously talented or the most obviously entertaining. But you know what? No one is forcing them to be there. And at the end of the rainbow lies Simon Cowell. And if you don't know what he's like these days, then you haven't lived in Britain for 10 years.